Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. Just because Huron County is a rural community with numerous farms doesn't mean area children understand what agriculture is all about. To help with that, there is a special project that was developed to explain and showcase segments of rural life to area youths. The 24th Annual Rural Education Day, known as RED program, is hosted each September. The Huron County Board of Commissioners approved the use of the Huron County Fairgrounds, the use of the Expo Building, and the Big Arena from September 5th through September 10th. The Project RED was started in 1997. About 50-66% of youths had experienced agriculture hands-on while helping out around their parents' farm or visiting the farms of relatives. It is estimated that today only between 15-25% of youths have hands-on agricultural experience. Youths who attend will have an opportunity to check out a wide variety of farm equipment, and there will be educational presentations as well. The reason for the special program is for youths to understand and to become familiar with where their food comes from and understand what life on a farm is like. The program is hosted by Huron County Farm Bureau and the Huron Community Fairgrounds in Bad Axe. According to state law, students are not the only ones whose performance is evaluated. The law also requires teachers and the superintendent be evaluated as well. The Sanilac County Intermediate School District Board of Education conducted an evaluation of Superintendent Dwayne Lang during their April meeting. The board gave Lang a rating of 95% for an highly effective evaluation. Highly effective is the highest ranking that can be given. The next action was to grant tenure and probationary status to staff members. And for more information, visit the written version of this article on thumbnet.net. And we will continue with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Michigan Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a local government in a dispute over sending a drone to take pictures of a salvage yard without permission. Liberal and conservative groups closely watched the case, even joining together to urge the court to throw out evidence collected by Long Lake Township. Todd and Heather Maxson had argued that the aerial photos violated their right against unreasonable searches. But the Supreme Court says the fight over excessive junk on the heavily wooded parcel was a civil action, not a criminal case. The court says the so-called exclusionary rule does not apply. Crucial witnesses took the stand in the second week of testimony in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. They included a lawyer who negotiated deals at the center of the case and a longtime advisor to the former president. Jurors heard a 2016 recording of Trump discussing a plan to buy a Playboy model's silence, and they heard testimony about the wrestler Hulk Hogan and about hurricanes, both literal and figurative. Outside the jury's presence, Trump was fined for running afoul of a judge's gag order. More sanctions could await. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net.
And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Sunday, May the 5th of 2024. For a complete listing of your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net.